Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Santana brings us back. Mr. Carlos Santana, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Uyo, como va? John Harrison is our guest. John is a longtime Brain Trust member, certified financial planner, author of Making Mammon Serve You. Also, he's an ordained minister, and it makes him a very unique individual. Do you play any instruments, John? Any musical instruments?
Grew up playing piano and once dreamed of doing it professionally.
There you go. So that makes you a Renaissance man. See, that you play. Do you speak other languages?
Very rudimentarily. I took high school French, high school Spanish.
Okay, well, that's official. Then you're a Renaissance man. Hey, John, the Department of Labor, the Obama Labor Department, has decided to mount a full scale in the name of the consumer, mm-hmm. a full scale assault on your industry.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
Well, they have a department within the Department of Labor called the Employee Benefit Security Administration.
Yep.
That's who gave us the ERISA Act way back in 1974, essentially. And for the last 6 years, they have been working on draft regulations to institute what they call a fiduciary rule for people who have not necessarily always been fiduciaries. And to make sure I'm not throwing any jargon in there, it basically is the highest level of trust in a financial relationship mm-hmm. is a fiduciary relationship. It requires the person rendering the advice or the service or the fee to always put the interest of the client above yep. their own and do whatever is in the best interest of the client. And that's a higher standard than, say, suitability, which is typically
right.
has been the standard in the brokerage industry.
There's no fiduciary, whereas ethical behavior is gray. It's not black or white. Fiduciary is pretty black and white, isn't it?
It is, and it creates a legal standard of liability. And I think in some respects, like many government actions, the intention behind this was perhaps good, but like all government actions, it's going to be years before we figure out all the mess it cost. If you go to the Department of Labor's website and look at the actual regulation and the amendments thereto, there's 815 pages of PDFs just for the amendments. And
wow.
So it's
wow.
kind of like healthcare, you know, they had to pass it to figure out what was in it.
And so what was the bug? What was the bug that they had, in their organizational orifice? What was the bug that they had against this? Was this a problem in search of a solution in search of a problem? Is that what this was?
In many respects, it was, because what they were concerned about was the people who provide advice to retirement plans, and by which they also include IRAs, might not be doing the best thing for clients, and their stated position, and this is in writing in the regulation, is that clients not only don't get good service or objective advice, they don't know whether they have or haven't, and it's kind of a nanny state approach
mm-hmm.
to the poor clients can't fend for themselves, so we're going
it's
to do
basically,
it for them.
It's basically, they're treating you and me folks, regular folks out here who are consumers of services that John offers, they're treating us as if we're ignorant and we can't make decisions on our own. So and by definition, John, they're making you the bad guys.
Exactly, and the funny thing is, I'm a certified financial planner, and as part of the certified financial planner board of standards requirements, I have always been held to the standard of care of a fiduciary, as have all CFPs. I'm also a fee-based planner, which eliminates some of the issues with this legislation. But there are literally hundreds of thousands of insurance agents,
commission,
stockbrokers.
They're commission-based primarily, right?
Commission-based people who...
So what would be happening would be a person would be representing you with your financial help, and they'd be recommending products that you buy, like an annuity or whatever, but may or maybe not, they would not letting you know that they get a commission on what they're recommending that you buy.
Absolutely, exactly. And so now,
but most people know that. Most people know. If you, most people I know who have any money at all know they. It's, I mean, this. It's not like the difference between fee based and non fee based is not is brand new. This has been around for decades.
And it seems commonsensical to me that if you're working with an advisor who does not ask you for a check, then somebody else is paying him. He's making
That's
a commission
right.
if he's not
That's
asking
right.
you for a fee.
Yeah, if it's not, if yeah, exactly. If they're doing it for nothing, you know somebody's getting sweetened somewhere. All right, so here's the question, John.
Mm-hmm.
The opponents of this bill, like me, probably like mm-hmm. you, what are they? What's going to happen? What is this going to cost customers more money?
Ultimately, yes, because the estimate. In the first year of implementation, some aspects of this went into effect June 1st. Some of it will be phased in as much as 18 months out from now. But they estimate that in the first year, just the disclosures that will have to be created by all these businesses will cost the industry about $8 billion.
Hmm.
And, of course, that's not just the cost that they'll eat.
So that's going to cost, that's going to put some financial planners out of business, or somebody's going to have to start raising prices to charge people more for the services.
And there's an even more chilling effect because there are some sorts of advice that because of the inherent liability in this rule that people will just stop giving. I think the people who will be hurt the most are the small savers, the small
wow.
investors, that people in my business will start to say, you know what, I can't afford to serve this person. They're
and so they'll go unserved is what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Wow. I love it. Don't you love it when the government goes mucking around in our lives?
You know, they can't resist.
They think they know so much, and you know what? They don't know anything, folks. Not really. Not about how we need to run our lives. Government, get out of our lives. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.